Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, I do believe that it is time for baseball again. Spring training game started this week. I know you're excited about spring and your Detroit Tigers.
The Tigers look very good on paper.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they do. Well, I'm hoping for good things from the Atlanta Braves this year, and it won't be long before the Asheville Tourists will start up. You know, all these games are going to be – the regular season is going to be going again in a few weeks.
Amazing.
That really is a good sign that spring is almost here. I mean, we've had kind of odd weather. Last weekend was so nice, and then we had the chilly snap, and it's back and forth, but that happens every year at spring. You know, something else that happens every year about this time is the Oscars.
That's right. Big weekend for movies.
Absolutely. So we're going to start off by talking about movies. Have you been to see a movie since we talked last week?
I haven't seen anything of late.
Well, there are actually, you can still go out and see some of the Oscar-nominated movies. Gravity is still around. Her is still around. 12 Years a Slave is still here. American Hustle is still around. So there may be others that I've forgotten about there. But anyway, it'd be a good weekend to go out and see some movies. Get yourself ready to fired up to... for the Academy Awards. There are a few new movies opening this weekend, and there is something interesting. You know, Anchorman 2, it had a nice long run in the movie theaters, and now they've gone back in and taken out all the old jokes, and they've replaced them with new jokes. Apparently, they did enough filming to make two movies, and so now there's an R-rated version of Anchorman 2 that opens today at theaters around town. So if you loved the first Anchorman and you enjoyed the sequel, you can go back and see Part 2.1. of Anchorman. Other movies opening this weekend, two really superb films.
You think
films.
We should do an R-rated program?
Yeah, we could, couldn't we? We could put it on the internet.
Oh, yes, we could.
We could put it on the internet.
Okay, go right ahead.
Two superb films opening this weekend. Omar, Oscar-nominated foreign language film about a young Palestinian who's tricked into becoming an informant. You can see that at the Fine Arts. Also at the Fine Arts, The Wind Rises, an animated film about a man who designed Japanese fighter planes during World War II. So the Fine Arts, which again scores with two tremendous films. Also on the big screen, Kill Your Darlings, about a 1944 murder that pulls together the Beat Generation writers Allen Ginsberg, Jack Kerouac, and William Burroughs. You can see that at the Carolina. Nonstop with Liam Neeson. Someone's threatening to murder the passengers aboard a jet headed to London until a ransom is paid. Don't you hate it when that happens?
Liam Neeson was featured on 60 Minutes last weekend.
Indeed. So that might be an interesting picture this weekend. And Son of God, a faith-based drama about the life of Jesus, also on the big screen this weekend. And now, maybe before we move on with other things, you got any thoughts about who's going to win the Oscars?
I was hoping you would tell me the likely winner of Best Picture.
Well, I loved American Hustle. No secret that that was my favorite film. I voted for it in the Southeastern Film Critics Association as the Best Picture of the Year. And as for Best Actor, you know, I thought Bruce Dern might win it a few months ago because of Nebraska. It was a performance, a great performance. Now I'm thinking Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club. Best Actress, Amy Adams in American Hustle was really good. But I'm going to
vote. No, you know what? Cate Blanchett.
And Cate Blanchett, everybody's saying, but my vote's going to go for Judi Dench and Philomena. So, and we'll see. I guess we'll watch it on Sunday night, and you can go and see it on the big screen at Asheville Pizza and Brewing on Merriman Avenue. Be advised, there's only 140 seats in that theater over there, and they're going to start distributing tickets on Saturday. So if you really want to go to the Oscar party at Asheville Pizza and Brewing, I sure wouldn't wait until 5 o'clock or 5:30 on Sunday evening to get mosey down there and see if you can still get in. I'd go get my ticket starting tomorrow. Now, it's Mardi Gras weekend, too, and Asheville will be celebrating Mardi Gras, and there is going to be a big parade. It's starting at 3 o'clock, kicking off on Wall Street, followed by the Queen's Ball down at Pax Tavern on Pax Square Park. And so that'd be kind of a fun thing to do. You can go get some king cake and enjoy Mardi Gras. You know, Burial Beer down on the South Slope, they're normally not open on Sundays, but they're going to be open with a little pre-Mardi Gras festivities, too. So you can go down the hill and enjoy one of their fine brews and then head on up to the parade and then do the party. So if you like bluegrass music, well, another good thing this weekend is Darren Nicholson and his band. They're going to be performing at 8 o'clock tonight at the Madison County Arts Council up in Marshall. Good morning, Marshall. We salute you. And Darren Nicholson, of course, is the mandolin player with Balsam Range and a mighty fine bluegrass musician. So if you love bluegrass music, that is the place to go and to see some good picking tonight. Now, finally, over to, let's see, how about the Heritage Classic Dance Sport Championships? Sort of big time Dancing with the Stars, competitive ballroom dancing, and wrapping up with a big professional show at 8 o'clock tonight and Saturday at the Omni Grove Park Inn up on Macon Avenue. And championship dancers performing up there, tickets starting at $35. That is going to be really fun if you loved Dancing with the Stars, and a lot of people certainly do. Finally, St. Vincent is in town on Wednesday at the Orange Peel. You definitely want to go over and see that.
I did see Lake Street Dive at the Gray Eagle this week. Great, great band.
Yes. Well, there's an awful lot of great music goes on around Asheville, and get out and enjoy some of it this weekend.
Tony, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
So long, everybody.